We're Young Liars.
I'm Javin and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, that's the promo, but that's happening right now. This is me, Jabe Gradowski, your host, as always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain SFU's University in, you guessed it, Burnaby. And yeah, this is the show where I do my very best to tell you about you all sorts of cool shows happening in and around this fine, fun, fantastic city of SoCal, Vancouver. And then, well, it is Fun Dry Week, so prepare to hear some lovely pitches from me. And I've also got some guests for this tonight here. Hello, I've got Topher and Ariel here. You can grab that.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to the show. We're going to get into our interview in a little bit here, but I'm glad to have some people joining me this afternoon here on the Art Show. It's going to be really exciting. We're going to be talking about their upcoming anthology from these very woods. So if you are still yearning for the Halloween vibes, the spookiness, the scary, and the horror macabre, etc., they've got you covered. So we'll hear about that in just a little bit here. But we're going to get some announcements happening your way. And I'm going to pick the shorter ones because that's how I do. Oop.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
The art of the mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
Hey, all right, welcome back. We're going to catch up with DJ Shadow as we did last week, backing me up, because that's what's already queued here on my Mixcloud feed. Right on. So, yeah, Art Show. We're going to talk about some shows that are arts and that you can enjoy happening in this fine, fantastic city of SoCal, Vancouver. So, Thursday night, tonight. So, special disclaimer for our Friday night listeners, these shows have already happened, so don't go to them. But they're for the live listeners, do go to them. Over at 1410 Venables, you can go see Creek Street, Taryn the Taylor, Your Boy Theo, Caro, along with Movement by Hush Hush with two H's in that last hush. So it's going to be happening over at the Haifa. Is that the Haifa Arts people will be doing, putting it all together here. It is Street Creek Collective is a guides listeners through, quote, a timeless space of timeless reconnection, weaving together their unique influences through ambient learning soundscapes of experimental compositions, improvisational exploration, trip-hop inspired down-tempo beats with electroacoustic instrumentation, and ethereal voice vocal song. So that's just a taste of what you can hear there. We'll check in on some of that in a little bit there. They've got some lovely explanations there for what it's going to sound like, but it sounds like you're getting me for a lovely soundscape of various flavors. So don't miss that over at 1410 Venables Street tonight here in Vancouver. How much are tickets? It is $25 at the door, I assume. 20 if you bought them before. Maybe you still can. I don't know. Check it out. For Creek Street, Tara the Taylor, your boy Theo Caro, and Movement by Hush Hush at 410 Venable Street tonight at 7 p.m. Over in New Westminster. Hi, New Westminster. This is the only, frankly, the only event Liz got these guys on is Bullies. There's a lovely cover band Thursday. They have, quote, The Bad Pennies. And on deck for that one. So it's going to be some rockin' classics, blues and rock and roll there. So if you're still hankering for that cover music flavor of Halloween, well, they've got you covered here. It's $5 at the door, rock bottom prices there at Bullies. That's at 67 6th Street in New Westminster for a night of cover music of blues and rock and roll with the Bad Pennies. Don't miss that. Over at Lanaloo's at 362 Powell Street, my neck of the woods, you can see the Leghounds. Booking presents the lovely Thursday mix-up, the number one. It's their first show, so go show them a good time. With Credit Card Fraud, that's always a good thing. The Time We Died and Rat Silo. It's an all-ages show, so young guns can go check it out. That's tonight at 362 Powell Street. At doors at 8, bands at 9. And yeah, so first on the bill will be Rat Silo. Which I'm just imagining, like a silo full of rats. I'm sure there's some like people in the farming industry that are like, that's my nightmare, and I'm sure it is, having a silo full of rats. But I'm sure that won't happen. You just have some lovely people by the name of Rat Silo playing you some rock and roll. So go check it out. That's once again Credit Card Fraud, The Time We Died, and Rat Silo over at Lanaloo's, 362 Powell Street, for an all-ages show. Doors at 8, bands at 9. Check it out. And, oh yeah, I've got one more for tonight. Over at the Red Gate, you've got Yaris Paris doing a show. We've got a couple people on deck, such as Masank and a few others. I had it all ready to go right about here with, oh yeah, Lipex and the Apocalypse, spelt like with like your lips, like the one on your face. That's at 1965 Main Street, or Main and Third, pretty much, for that. That's doors at 8, music at 9. For all that noise, that's music for you. It's noise, depending on your preference. And yeah, that's tonight. Doors at 8, Thursday night. Check it out. We're going to get started on this nice little block here with some music from Yaris Paris. This is going to be something from their latest album, Maximize Comfort. This is Like That. Hello, folks. Welcome back to the program here. That was Taryn the Taylor with off their album A Future Past with their song In Line for You. You can see them playing alongside Creek Street, Your Boy Theo, Carol, and Movement by Hush Hush at 1410 Venable Street today, Thursday, 7 p.m. Tickets are at least $25. That's all I can say comfortably with any certainty. Before that, you heard some music from Yeris Paris off their album Maximize Comfort, which dropped a little while ago. That song was Like That. You can see them over at the Red Gate tonight with Miss Sank and Thea, along with another, was it Alex in the Apocalypse? So that should be pretty cool. Should be pretty great. You know what else is pretty cool and pretty great is Segways. Let's talk about Segways, that they're here on campus community radio stations. And as you may have heard, if you've been locked to this radio station for the last few days, it is Fun Drive here on CJSF 9.1 FM. And that means we're asking you the one time in the month to pitch in a little bit here. Where else in the radio landscape of our fantastic world here on the south coast of British Columbia can you get this collection of music and information on local shows happening in this fantastic city of ours and regional area? Where else would you hear the incoherent ramblings of a host such as myself and many others? That's right. You can only hear them on CJSF and 90.1 FM. And if you are feeling the love of the radio, you can head over to cjsf.ca/donate. And smash that donate button with vigor. And remember to select the art show, as then I get notified when you donate some money to it. And another fantastic thing about the art show and CJSF in general is that we get to have fantastic guests join us up here on the mountain. And we're going to do just that. Once again, we're going to hop into our interview here with Ariel and Topher of Bad Cookie. And remember, smash that right, that fun donate button at cgsf.ca/donate. We are looking for $35, but all donations will be fantastically appreciated here, even subscription style service of donation. So without further ado, we're going to get into that very interview that I've been hyping up here from the fine folks at Bad Cookie. I'm once again joined by Topher and Ariel. Welcome to the show.
Great to be back.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's been a while. What was it, 2012 you said?
2012 was the first time I came on the show for Punks versus Lizards, but it was about 2017 or 2018 when we came back to launch the Bad Cookie Combo. And that fundraiser was very successful, so it's great to be back.
Yeah, we made two short films with that, so that was
Hell
great.
Hell yeah. So what did people get out of that one back then? Like, what did people get to see?
It was two short films back to back, put together on a Blu-ray. Ariel's film.
Yeah. So we had the two shorts were Nepenthes, which I wrote and directed, which was about a lonely person using an online dating app, and then the house that they show up to. Well, it turns out the person might have also been a bit more plant-like than expected.
Like a la, you know, what was it? What's the movie with the talking piranha plant?
Yes, Little Shop of Horrors.
That's the one, thank you.
Yeah, definitely an inspiration there.
Date me, Seymour, date me!
And The Devil and I was my short. It was about a woman in colonial-era Canada who meets with the devil in the form of a dog, and both of the shorts are available on YouTube now for free.
Yeah. So go check them out and see what these folks are about. But we're now in the here and now and not 2016, where we've got some new raw, horrible in the sense of
horrific,
thank you. Horrific horror to enjoy here. We've got a lovely anthology y'all are working on here. And I see that we're both in the fundraising mood here. Mm-hmm. So let's get into it here. So everyone's got stories to share when we all settle around a campfire, of course. But, you know, sometimes the smoke will blow into your eyes, the marshmallow will get burnt, or a spark of an ember will land on your foot and you'll simply curse. But, you know, those curses could come alive here as Bad Cookie and gang in their upcoming production In These Very Woods are doing. You know, we got spooky, scary collections that will delight and thrill horror fans coming to a small screen, a big screen, a screen near you.
Big screens first, hopefully.
Hell
you
yeah.
Know. In These Very Woods, it's a horror anthology that we're working on with four other filmmaking teams within BC. So there's going to be six different short films all wrapped together with friends telling stories around a campfire, as you suggested. And it's going to range from horror comedy to depressing horror to action horror, all of that, all the subgenres are going to get covered in this anthology.
We have an incredible range of directors and writers that we've approached and brought aboard this project. We've got a whole swath of different stories all written.
And they're all unified by the fact that they all take place in these very woods.
Ooh. Nice.
You got to think like
Creepshow.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah. Freaky Stories.
Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah, I was legit scared of watching Tales from the Crypt when I was a kid on YTV back in the day.
But did you watch the cartoon one?
The cartoon one. I was a big weenie when I was a kid. I was like, oh, it's scary. I couldn't even get past like those scary zombies in Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. I had to ask my brother to do it.
To be fair, they were trying really hard to scare us back then.
Yeah,
I was
true.
Watching
yeah.
YTV's Fright Nights.
Yeah, terrifying.
Right?
Yeah.
The only story I remember from Freaky Stories, for those who don't remember Freaky Stories, it's that weird little puppet that was hosted by two puppets, a maggot and a cockroach. Maurice and, I don't know, I want to say Larry, but I don't think so. Anyways, they would share stories. But the only one I remember thoroughly is the one of this boy helping like some old lady in her house and enjoying a jar of peanuts, only to learn that they used to be covered in chocolate. That was the horrifying part. That was the scary part.
The one I remember is the one where the girls got the big beehive hairstyle, yeah, and then it like becomes solid, and then they have to saw through it, and it's just full of spiders.
Oh, they were really reaching back then.
They were trying to scare kids, like, back and forth. And now we've all grown up, and we all love horror films. And
now we don't use copious amounts of hairspray or eat peanuts off an old lady's table. You know?
Without asking first, at
exactly.
least.
Oh, they were covered in chocolate. Ah!
That was the scary part. But, you know, as we all been inspired by the collective stories of our youth, you know, what kind of a... So you've got quite the cast of directors on board for this one. So, again, you've got various flavors of horror for people to enjoy. I'm sure you've got a little sneak peek of what they've got in store, or at least a synopsis or two.
Yes. So we have Jordan Wanch's episode of Rendezvous, which is a post-apocalyptic...
monster action fighting.
It's a Rougarou adventure. Story.
Vaguely.
Rougarou?
It's a Métis werewolf.
Oh.
Essentially.
Yeah. Oh, that's what the name for that band is about.
So Jordan Wanch is the director of Tales of the...
No, it's The Shadow of the Rougarou.
The Shadow of the Rougarou.
Which sounds amazing. It's a fantastic name.
It's on Lumi TV.
Yeah, it's a web series that's... totals of like 45 minutes, so you get a really solid story in there and some great performances.
Sweet.
We have Eva and Hunter Grant with their The Forgotten, which is a really... How would you describe it?
I can't put it into words.
Because it's The Forgotten.
We've forgotten.
You got so scared, you've forgotten.
We have Mick Narciso's One Whisper.
Written by Joel Brewster.
Which is a really like heavy, sad...
It touches on grief, and it's got a lot of psychological horror aspects to it.
Yeah, the monsters in our own mind. I love it. Mm-hmm. Got enough.
We've got Rami Kalon with her and Muhammad Iqmal have crafted Animalia, which is almost satirical but also surreal short to do with hunting and the hunted.
And our own shorts. So mine is called Tea Party, and it is a mystical encounter with the Fae in the woods.
Ooh.
And mine is called Ghost Gawkers, The Ghost of Kick Dick. And it's about a group of 2009 YouTube ghost hunters going on their final ghost hunting adventure, The Search for the Ghost of Kick Dick.
That sounds amazing. I gotta see that. Well, folks will be able to see all this and more on the lovely collection, you know, in these very woods here. But, of course, these things cost money, cost time. Sweat, blood, hopefully not too much, and tears. Fake blood, usually.
So much fake blood.
So that means that y'all are fundraising, much like ourselves, to help bring our dreams into fruition. Ariel, I see you're wearing one of the lovely things that people can get to help y'all enjoy. If we were on TV, I would pan it to you, but this is radio, so we gotta use the theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind. So imagine your favorite cryptids. We've got Sasquatch, we've got Ogopogo, we've got UFOs. And if you love horror, you might say that you believe in horror. So we've got t-shirts with different cryptids that say, I believe in West Coast Horror on them. And if you buy one of those at westcoasthorror.com, that's gonna provide some money to help support the making of these films.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also got an event coming up on Sunday, the Bad Cookie Halloween Hangover Recovery Night.
Yes, it's the event to go to if you didn't feel like leaving the house, but you still want to see some people.
Because it's November 2nd now. It's after Halloween.
Yeah, we all still are missing the Halloween vibes. You know, you want to let it go a bit slowly.
It's only 352 or 4 days till Halloween again.
Yeah,
so, you know, got to keep the spirit alive.
Yeah, so this will be an event. It's cozy vibes only. We're going to have hot non-alcoholic beverages, dress code of pajamas or loungewear.
Well, quiet music. We have those like cool little candle holders and ready to go.
I've got a couple of those at home. I could bring them.
A friend of mine went as Sleepy Time Bear for Halloween.
That is great. Topher's actually got a Sleepy Dude costume from one of the films that we made. So I'm guessing you'll probably want to bring that
out. I've actually got a set of pajamas that my grandma gave to me. They're like kind of like silk, like jade green and crystal pattern on them. And I was like, I never wear these. This could be the night.
Yeah.
This Halloween, I was wearing my big sloth onesie, which was incredibly comfortable. All
three toes in all?
Three toes on both hands. It was...
November. I think November gets a bad rap. It can be coming between Christmas and Halloween because, like, you know, what do we celebrate? I don't know. A bunch of people dying in a war. It's a bit of a somber month, but I think y'all have the right attitude. You know, you still have some fun.
Yeah.
And so, people want to have a good time, meet some people in a nice cozy setting. Where can they go?
We're going to be hosting it at Friends Quarters, 328 West Hastings Street. Tickets are $15. And in addition to the cozy vibes, we're also going to be screening short films from each of the filmmakers involved in the anthology.
Who will also be in attendance and telling us about their episodes, telling us about their filmmaking experience. It's going to be a really good place to meet people, to network, to just...
have a cozy time.
And appreciate West Coast horror, you know? We're a community here, and I think it's beautiful that we can get together like this.
Yeah, we'll also have raffle prizes going on as well to raise additional funds. And we might have a special deal on the t-shirts if you're there in person.
Ooh, me oh my. A scary sale. Well, that's fantastic. So yeah, folks, head on down Sunday night at the Friendship Quarters at 328 West Hastings for all that and more of your post-Halloween hangover. I definitely made a lot of people hungover bartending this on Halloween, so I know there's people that could probably appreciate that.
I mean, I'm still feeling a bit hungover from... I mean, I've been going all month.
I was sick, and then I handed out candy on actual Halloween, so I've got lots of energy. I'll be able to host our party, at least.
Hell yeah. Someone's got to keep the spirit, the vibe alive, mm-hmm. And yeah, they'll be down there. You got Bigfoot, Ogopogo, and what was the other one?
UFOs.
Still a cryptid kind of.
Yeah, and
it's,
also
it's an umbrella cryptid.
Glows in the dark, that t-shirt.
Ooh,
so
bonus feature.
Yeah.
The Ogopogo and the UFO t-shirt glow in the dark. We've also got glow in the dark tote bags.
Whoa. So now you can shop and be seen in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
You can be lit up so that when you are UFO hunting, they can see you as